Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Happy Labor Day, everyone. Hope you're having a fantastic time and enjoying whatever you're doing on this day. We're going to do a little quick pregame show today because we have Talking Baseball to record and then we got to watch the game. Jake, how you doing?
Los Yanks, Jim, I'm good. BBD, yourself. Your sweet Katie Noodle is floating around a bunch of dogs. I can see Zach. I've got a straight shot to Zach from here and everybody live in the chat. Happy Labor Day. I hope you're going to enjoy your day. Maybe some Yankees baseball. Maybe you're going outside. Maybe you're making out with your cousin that you haven't, your family doesn't know about.
It is funny that you can see Zach.
I have such a good shot at Zach, dude.
I might, BBD, smile nicely. Zach, wave. Okay. I'm going to tweet this underneath the Talking Yanks because I think people need to know how far away Zach is while still having...
Far away, but it's like he's just glaring at me.
Yeah, direct eye contact. All right, we'll go quick. We have a lineup today, yes. And I have a ton of stats. The Yankees are 12-8 on Labor Day since 2000.
Yeah.
BBD, I think you're the first time you're hearing these numbers. 12-8. They've lost the first three. I told everyone else already. They lost the they lost their last three.
Last three Labor Days.
20, 19, 18, all losses.
So they were 12-5?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. And they won 17, 16, 15, DNP 14, 1-13. So they had won four of their last four Labor Day games. The Yankees are awful in day games this season. I believe they've played 80, which seems high to me, but I read that they're 30-50 in day games.
30-50 in day games. That seems way too high. That's too high.
Whatever it is, they have like a 400.
They don't have a good day record.
They have a 400 record in day games. Let me see if I can find it because someone posted it on the Reddit thread. They've won 20, they've won 20, they've lost 30.
Okay.
So they've lost
30 of 20.
They've lost 30
of 50. 30
they've 50. Lost 30 of 50. They're bad in day games because they never play their best lineup, which brings us to the lineup.
Oh, what a Sagi.
They're facing a lefty.
Hyunjin Ryu.
They're facing Ryu. He's been struggling a little bit. He's got like a 7 ERA in his last five starts. Ryu... Noodle had to bounce over a cord there. So that's the biggest dog in the world.
Looked like it was all coming down.
BBD was worried. That cord's very easy to get off that chair, and then the noodle. I'm gonna start saying the noodle.
The noodle.
The noodle can get around it. Anyway, Jake.
Yes.
I did a lot of stats while you were doing Waking Jake, so I'm just full of knowledge right now.
I know it.
Yankees are bad in day games. They don't play their best lineup. They're going up against Ryu. He's been struggling lately.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's done to try to fix the struggles is Ryu in his last two starts has gone primarily to the fastball, like 55-60%, which is very different for him. He's a kitchen sink. I throw all pitches at all time, change up first, and I pitch backwards. So his last two starts, he's been fastball heavy. We'll see if he continues that today. Who will he be facing? Do you have the lineup in front of you? If not,
he will be facing DJ LeMahieu at second base, Joey Gallo in left field batting second, Aaron Judge in right, and Carlos Stanton DHing batting cleanup, Anthony Rizzo at first, Gary Sanchez catching, hitting sixth, Gleyber Torres seventh at shortstop, Brett Gaudin at eighth in center, and Gio DeGod Urshela hitting last and starting at third base for the first time in a while.
Yeah, so the first thing of note is Gio is in there. He pinch hit yesterday. Gio's in, but that means Voit's out.
Voit out.
Against a lefty pitcher, you are playing Gardner, and at this point, Gallo versus a lefty over Voit. I don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah.
How are you playing the struggling Gallo and Gardy? We like Gardy, but in the right spots over Voit against a lefty.
Yeah, and Gardy is 1-for-10 versus Ryu. Gallo is 1-for-6. So not a lot of success either way there. Yeah, man. I don't know. Stanton makes a nice catch yesterday. No, we can't even play the is he feeling effects from making one catch. I don't know. I mean, they'll drag and drop Voit, and if he gets a hit, they'll consider themselves geniuses. If he gets out, they'll say, well, we had a plan.
It's on him.
We had a plan.
It doesn't make sense to not start Voit versus a lefty.
And
when there's two options that you can do. You can give Gallo a day.
Right.
You can just not play Gardner. And then he's your drag and drop off the bench.
Defense late.
Defense and speed. It makes no sense.
I think it's just they're not going to sit Judge because you need to play him. You need to win.
And I'm fine with that.
And they want Stanton's bat in the lineup against the lefty because he hits them well. He hits everybody well. Good player. And if they wanted to sit Gallo, Stanton, they're not playing him in left field at Yankee Stadium.
I think Stanton's dive made him an instant. We can't play him tomorrow. Which is just pathetic. It should be a sign you can play a guy.
Yeah, he did look bad on a couple plays after that. But
yes.
He took like two weird routes.
Tough route.
Yeah. So that's my thoughts on the lineup. My what to watch for is going to be Glaber. Mm. It's a Labor Day. It's Glaber Day. Mm. I know that you were all turned up about the play.
Still am.
I really didn't like him saying that he needed to re-grip because the field was wet, and then you can show the replay, and he literally never changes his grip once or even spins the ball or even looks at his hand or even makes any, and it's like, dude, don't throw a bullshit. Like, we're not dumb. You can't throw just fake. Just say, I need to make that play. I need to be better. But don't give us, I thought I was making sure the ball wasn't wet to check my grip.
Smart.
And then yes shows the replay, and you just there's just never any of that.
Even if that were true, you kind of can't drop that. And if it's true, it has to be so true.
Has to be
because it's on video.
Pouring rain.
The wet thing. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I know players, you know, feel the ball differently in their hand, but to even mention any of that, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Gio getting the start. That's kind of exciting. Actually, I'm going Big AJ, Big Aaron Judge. He had a bad series against the Orioles.
Yeah, it's true.
And it kind of, he's been so good of late. B, when Aaron Judge has a bad series, normally the numbers end up looking like, you know, 1-for-10, but he had 3 walks and a sac fly. He was just, I think he was straight 1-for-13 or 1-for-14, no walks. So the Orioles pitchers came at him and they won. And Judgy, who had been so caliente for a little bit, probably got himself into the 2-hole for MVP. Kind of can't take the brakes off. So Big AJ, Labor Day, a lot of families watching, a lot of tipsy uncles.
Speaking of tool for MVP, Vladdy Jr. And the Blue Jays hitters are all hot. They got 5 hitters with like 9 OPSs or 1 dot in the last week. Simeon's hot. Vlad's hot. Teoscar, I think, is hot. And Bo Bichette are all hitting the hell out of the ball per what I checked. So look out for that. 2 pitchers that have been struggling, Ryu and Tyone.
Yeah.
Tyone's been struggling his last 4 games. He got like a 7 ERA. Tyone, same situation. His fastball is what he throws a lot, but his curveball severely ticked down the last couple games. He just didn't have a feel for it. So I think you're looking for Tyone. One, can he locate the fastball? Obviously, you need that. But then, are the secondary pitches competitive at all? Like, in if you're like a what to watch for Tyone. Because if they're not, and he has to rely on the fastball, this isn't really the team to do that. They just will mash. So hopefully we see a nice first pitch change because he has to pitch kind of backwards because that fastball is the out pitch. So,
or be good.
Yeah, need a nice start from Tyone. I think that's the formula. You need those pitches.
Skip him a start. Should be this start, but that's for the recap pupisode.
I have these numbers on Tyone. I did a lot of research here. He's got a 3.36 ERA in home games.
Okay.
He has a 3.72 in day games, both better than their opposite, away and night. Yeah. In day games at the stadium, he has a 2.24 ERA, four games, 20.1 innings pitched, only five earned runs.
It's huge.
So just lock him in for the win of all wins. The elements are in his favor.
Jim, I know we're trying to keep this tight. I think we got to start making moves because we haven't even talked pitch path to victory, which...
It's easy today. It's Tyone, Litke, Holmes, Chapman.
Tyone, Litke, Holmes, Chapman.
Yep.
Tyone, Litke, Holmes, Chapman.
Chad went two innings yesterday, so they're not going to want to extend him. Wandy went three in a row. He's out. Abreu's an option for him and Litke to split two innings. But they don't really want to use Abreu because he threw 28. That's usually their number. They don't like going back-to-back on. But we are in desperate times. So I think Holmes is lasagna. I think they're going to use Litke first. I guess it depends on Lanes. But I think Holmes is your eighth inning guy today with Chapman as the closer.
And Lanes could matter a little more because, I mean, Springer, Simeon, Vlad, and Bichette, Teoscar are all righties.
So maybe Abreu and Holmes there then, and then, yeah.
So you to attack that with Litke is a little...
They're all kind of specifically righties that mash lefties. And they mash everybody.
Well, then try to get some out of Abreu, but...
Get one from him.
Litke's that Dickerson, Gurriel, Jansen, Smith lane at the bottom.
I like that.
Try to steal an inning there.
Wandy's out, Chad's out. That's all. Right?
Hope so.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. I won.
Yes.
Gary hit two homers yesterday. I have 10 more than you on the season now, I believe. And do I have first pick? And the Homer draft is brought to us by, are you ready for this, Jake?
Been waiting for this.
It's brought to you by Topps. Breaking news in the digital collectibles world. Topps recently announced the upcoming release of the 2021 Topps MLB Inception NFT Collection. MLB Inception NFT Collection. Inspired by the popular Topps Inception baseball physical product, the striking officially licensed Topps MLB NFTs will be available on September 9th at 1 p.m. Is that Thursday? Exclusively on TopsNFTs.com.
What?
Is the 9th?
I think that's Thursday, yeah.
Damn.
Exclusively TopsNFTs.com. The collection celebrates baseball's promising young stars from breakout rookies to veteran mainstays and also introduces New Beginnings, which is a set that celebrates both new and familiar faces in new places. Say you go to somewhere you've never been, you know, like Vacaville. And then while you're there, you see someone you knew. Okay. That would be you seeing a familiar face in a new place. I don't know how you're confused on it before that.
I've been to Vacaville.
You have?
So that would just be...
When did you go there?
Same place, same face.
When did you go there?
October 11th, 1444.
Your birthday?
Yeah. Well, no, not in that life.
Oh. When the sale goes live on the 9th, collectors will have the ability to purchase 5-card standard packs and 25-card premium packs via credit card with NFT card rarities ranging from common to legendary. Collection will include iconic top card designs, motion animations, facsimile. Is that how you say that?
Facsimile me.
I'm not looking at
what?
I'm not looking at the read, but I think it's facsimile.
Facsimile? I've seen this word a bunch. I've never had to say that.
Yes, I'm looking at the read now. Facsimile.
What's that word mean?
It's similar to.
Facsimile?
Mm. Like I've used
it. Not facsimile?
Yeah.
Digital relic content, more in bold artist designs. 2021 Topps MLB Inception NFT collection. Available Thursday, September 9th, 1 p.m. only at TopsNFTs.com. All right, who's got first pick?
So, it's tricky because we did a double draft yesterday where I was the first pick for Saturday.
You're the first pick. We'll just go by the order, whatever.
And what we had scheduled.
Yeah, you're the first pick. It's a 4-game set, so you have to keep that in mind, young Jake.
It's Gary Sanchez. Jim, wow. I did some research coming into this while you were jerking off in your laptop. Gary Sanchez has very good numbers versus Ryu. He is 4-for-10. 3 of those 4 are home runs.
Gary has 4 hits off Ryu, 3 are homers, so my session was the same as yours.
You're masturbating to your notes app?
What else would I be doing?
Okay. That's my first pick.
I'm not going to go with Glaber. He's 1-for-12 off of Ryu. Not good. Voit had good numbers off Ryu, so I was excited about that.
Take him. He'll have an at-bat.
No, with my first pick, I'll take Gallo. He homered recently.
Ooh.
It's a 4-game set.
Mm.
So that's kind of my pitch.
Okay.
And then I will take Judge because Ryu reminds me of that Judge homer when they were dressed like painters and they were playing in L.A. when they're going to play against the Dodgers.
I think about that a lot, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy he only has one off Ryu because that homer is so powerful.
It was at
Judge.
Dodger Stadium, and he was dressed like the painter, and it was like a majestic home run.
And was that like the 100th of his career or something? I feel like it was some sort of milestone homer, too. Maybe Gary's in the same
series. Maybe he's wearing a nice hat.
He's wearing a Yankee hat.
Under it.
Oh. So I'm taking those guys, Judge and Gallo.
I think what I'm going to do, because he's on my shit list, and like you mentioned with Labor Day, if I don't take Glaber today, what am I doing? And he could be benched by the end of the series, so Glaber Torres.
Interesting pick. I think he's going to be swinging for it.
Oh, for sure.
He's going to want to make up for everyone being, you know, the last time Glaber was on the back page and all the pressure was on him, he actually turned it around with like a hot stretch, which is frustrating. What do you think the over-under is today? I think it's 10.5. Two struggling pitchers, two offense. The Yankees put up 7 yesterday. Blue Jays have been putting up a ton of runs. Yankees bullpen is not in great shape. I think it's 10.5.
I think it's 10, but I think I saw that before because I'm a big sports gambler when I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, what is it, baby?
It's 10, but I think it was 9.5 during Wake and Jake. Because I made a mental note of it.
I'm going up. I think this is going to be a slugfest.
You caught me and you saved me from myself.
I'm a hazard to myself.
I think I'm going
to
go under. I think it's going to be day game. I think there will be a part of this game when like shadows come into play. It'll be like 3-1 and we're like, oh, the shadows are great.
We're on it. We're both on a heater. We're 4-for-4. We're
both on a heater. So, we got the Orioles games.
Any premonitions?
Man, I like your Gallo pick.
You do?
I do. Premonition. God, Gio's back. It would be nice if he did something cool. Do you like that?
A nice play by Gio to open it up.
Be interesting. Rizzo with a big day? Rizzo with a three-hit day.
Okay.
What's your premonition?
It's more of a manifestation.
Ah.
Gallo can't have a bad first at-bat.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants to get booed on Labor Day in a day game after a bad loss in the first inning. And if Gallo strikes out in the first inning,
yeah,
I think it might be the heaviest chorus of boos he's heard in his career.
Ever, probably.
That's what, in his MLB career. Or ever.
Just ever.
I think if he strikes out in his first at bat, the stadium is fully there's a lot of stands like itching to boo because of how poor he's been playing.
Yeah.
So if he strikes out in his first at bat, now no one, if you're going to the game, say anything rude, but I'm fine with booing. I've been saying that. I hope he gets a hit. I'm trying to manifest a walk or a hit in his first at bat because that tempers the boos for the rest of the game.
Show me your boos.
Because if he strikes out, the amount the boos will be. Everyone will tweet about it. Yankees fans are classless.
He has the expectations attached. People want to like him a lot, and it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
He was the big move.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
More homers than judges here, Joe Gallo.
Shows you homers ain't all. Shows you homers ain't it.
Chris Carter led the league in homers 1 year.
Chris Carter's numbers in 2017, I read them to Dan Rourke. I said, good or bad? He said, yeah, it's a good everyday player.
It's a guy who deserves to be in the lineup every day, I think is what he said.
Yeah, and it was like, this style, I don't know if it works.
Mm.
I'm very suspect of it.
He's suspect.
That's the pregame show. If you're a Talking Baseball listener, we'll be going live 12:35-ish, maybe. Goodbye.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.